we'll move on to public comment. We have five people signed up to participate today. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Time will be monitored through the use of a timer. When time expires, speakers will be permitted to complete the sentence, but should not make further remarks. Board members will not respond to comments, but will take all comments under advisement. Written statements and other materials can be submitted to Dr. Mia Simpson, our executive director, who will make sure the copies are made available to all board members. Okay, first, Carmilla Juaninario, School Violence.
Camilla Januario.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello. Hi. Those are Mandy and Karen. They're coming after me.
Oh, okay.
we're a team here. thank you, first of all, for the opportunity to be addressing the board. I'm a mother of two teenage boys in Baltimore County Public Schools. One is a junior in high school, and one is an eighth grader. As many of you are, I am saddened and worried and concerned about the events that happened last week. I thank you, the superintendent, for approaching the violence prevention, and that's why I'm here. Schools are in desperate need of school counselors. In Delaney High School, where my son is a junior, we have one part-time psychologist for 1,800 students. I know you know this is an issue, and I know you're working the best to approach this. But I'm here today not to ask you to look at your budgets and increase funds for the mental health in schools. I'm here to ask you to take a look seriously at some programs that are available for free that the state board and the counties can implement immediately and will help prevent gun violence and other kind of violence, cyberbullying, and other issues. So Sandy Hook Promise is a non-partisan, non-profit organization and recognized nationally. And it has programs that prevent school violence before it happens. They have curriculums, they have guides. Mandy and Karen are here. They're going to introduce better the programs. I really urge you all to look very closely to those programs. They're free. They're available. They are proven to work. They're looking for people just like us and the board to actually work towards that. Trying to find out my time. I haven't been enough. Okay. So, for example, in Delaney High School, I have heard acts of violence in buses, in bathrooms. And those are the students that are at risk for becoming potentially a shooter. And we can arm, we can make our schools fortresses, but we cannot let the kids fall through the cracks. So I am going to pass my time to Mandy, and I really hope you guys listen to this opportunity and to this great prevention program. Thank you.
Just for the record, you're Mandy Weinman?
Yes.
Welcome, and then I think Karen Heron is next. All right, thank you all.
Thank you. Again, my name is Mandy Weinman. I'm the mother of two boys, 7-year-old Benjamin and 8-year-old Dylan, and I'm a former Baltimore County School public teacher. I'm also a Promise leader with Sandy Hook Promise. If there had been a chance to prevent the recent tragedies before the gun ever entered the picture, wouldn't you have wanted to try? This is what drew me to Sandy Hook Promise. Their mission is to prevent gun violence before the gun enters the picture. They do this by teaching youth and adults how to recognize the signs, intervene, and get help for individuals who may be at risk of hurting themselves or others. The U.S. Department of Justice reports that 160,000 kids per day do not attend school for fear of being bullied. 30% of students who reported they had been bullied said they, at times, had brought weapons to school. In 4 out of 5 shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. And according to the CDC, suicide is the number 2 killer for children between the ages of 10 to 24. 70% of the people who commit suicide tell someone of their plans or give some other warning sign. We want Maryland to be the leader in prevention and in creating a change in this country. We have an opportunity to change the current culture by focusing on the children and what can be done proactively and preventatively instead of solely focusing on training the teachers and staff to respond reactively. Our goal in speaking to you today is to urge you to have the schools in your counties and cities implement Sandy Hook Promise's no cost, know the signs prevention programs. There are four programs that can be implemented. The Say Something program is geared to students in grades 6 through 12. It teaches kids how to recognize signs and signals, especially on social media, from individuals who may be a threat to themselves or others, and then to say something to a trusted adult or report it through the free anonymous system before it's too late. The Start with Hello program teaches children in grades K through 12 how to be more inclusive and connected to one another. It works to create connectedness and community by minimizing social isolation, marginalization, and rejection before an individual chooses to hurt themselves or others. Safety Assessment and Intervention is a national evidence-based program that teaches adults in schools and youth organizations how to identify, assess, and respond to threats of violence or at-risk behavior before a tragedy takes place, and to identify and treat the underlying problem in that youth's life that led him or her to make the threat. Lastly, the Signs of Suicide program is an evidence-based program that teaches students how to identify the signs of depression and suicide in themselves and their peers and encourages help-seeking behavior. 2 weeks ago was Sandy Hook Promise's Call to Action Week, in which 4,400 schools across the country signed up to participate in Start with Hello. Up to that point, Sandy Hook Promise had trained 2.5 million individuals in all 50 states on their Know the Signs programs. Currently, Sandy Hook Promise has reported over 30,000 students in Maryland have already been trained in Start with Hello and Say Something. Nationwide, these programs have stopped multiple school shootings, suicides, threats, bullying, and self-harm, and have helped connect students with vital mental health and intervention services. It is my hope that through these prevention programs, we will be able to arm our teachers and students with powerful tools and change the path our country is currently taking. So I ask you again, if there had ever been a chance to prevent the recent school tragedies before the gun entered the picture, wouldn't you want to try?
Thank you.
Sorry, Karen, I should have switched with you before.
Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Karen Heron. I'm a former lawyer, a Promise leader with Sandy Hook Promise Organization, and a mom to two boys in Howard County. Clearly, many things have gone wrong in our society to lead us to a place where gun violence takes the lives of some 33,000 people in this country each year. While our schools cannot fix this problem alone, they can work to help shift the culture. As adults, we wish that we could shoulder the entire burden of keeping our kids safe, but it is not enough. We need to equip our kids with the tools they need to help protect themselves and to prevent these tragedies. We must teach them how to identify, intervene, and help at-risk youth. We can start at the elementary level to change our culture to one of inclusiveness and helpfulness. I helped begin a Start with Hello program at Northfield Elementary School in Ellicott City in 2015. At NES, volunteers and staff host monthly lunches where kids are encouraged to spend time getting to know children that they do not know or do not know well. We've done this with funny conversation starters, games, and raffles, among other things. We talk to the kids about what it might look like when someone feels alone or isolated. At the elementary level, exclusion is not frequently a purposeful thing. Kids get caught up in what they are doing or the friends they already know. We teach them to be cognizant of others who often just need someone to say hello to them each day. My sixth grader is part of a class that completed 2 years of Start with Hello during elementary school. I have heard repeatedly from his middle school teachers this year just how nice this class is. Start with Hello can be modified for all grades. But in light of the Florida shooting, I want to emphasize the Say Something program. Neither of my children has received adequate instruction on what to do if someone they know says or does something that indicates possible violence. I asked my teenager what he would do if a friend texted that she wanted to hurt herself. He honestly had no idea. These topics are difficult for many kids, but they are necessary. Say Something addresses more than the school shooter scenario. It addresses violence in general, including suicide and self-harm. Implementing Say Something would give students the knowledge to protect themselves and to help others. Obviously, this will be part of a larger overall school safety program, but we cannot only focus on stopping the violence once it happens. Sandy Hook's programs focus on keeping these events from ever happening at all. In closing, we urge this board to recommend, facilitate, and assist all Maryland schools in implementing these no-cost programs. Coordinate with Sandy Hook professionals to schedule Say Something training for our middle and high schools, and encourage implementation of Start With Hello at all levels. Thank you for your time and your attention to this critical matter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next on the list is Edward Burrows, Prince George's County graduation audit. Welcome.
Thank you. I submitted a letter earlier this morning, and so I'll just read from parts of it because I'm not going to have enough time to go through it all. And I also have some exhibits that I'll leave at the front desk out there or leave with you. My name is Edward Burrows, a member of the Prince George's County School Board. I'm just going to jump around the letter for the sake of time. To date, no one in leadership has been held accountable for their involvement or lack of basic oversight with the graduation rate scandal. Instead, three guidance counselors at one school were removed from their building and placed on administrative leave. An assistant principal resigned at the same school because of the graduation rate issue. Dr. Maxwell sent out a statement that reads in part that there were individuals at the school that made inappropriate decisions to impact the grading graduation certification process. At our last school board meeting, the teachers union president testified saying, and this is a direct quote, "The three school guidance counselors at Duval High School were thrown under the bus, placed on administrative leave, publicly admonished, and had their emails cut off because there was evidence in their emails saying that their directives came from the central office." That is a direct quote from our teachers union president. Let's see. Oh. In the Alvarez and Marcel audit, there's a section called school summaries, as you all know. And after each school summary, there's a section called additional analysis and investigation. The concerns in those sections span from conduct further review of post-graduation and grade and transcript modification to allegations that the senior counselor was manipulating student records both before and after graduation, paired with evidence of grade and transcript changes warrant additional analysis and investigation. To date, none of those investigations have taken place. None of them have even started. What message does that send to guidance counselors, parents, teachers, and everyone who thought that this audit would bring about meaningful change, that none of those investigations have even commenced? And we got this audit back in November, first week of November. You asked a question at the last meeting about which audit I was referencing, so I actually brought a copy of it. And I'll just read from that paragraph. What we can say now as a matter of fact, not opinion, is that Dr. Maxwell and his senior staff knew that PGCPS was graduating students that didn't meet requirements for graduation. At the latest, May 4th, 2016, there was an audit that had two major findings: student records not properly maintained and noncompliance with Maryland state mandates and graduation summary. A year and a half before we wrote our letter to the governor, PGCPS knew we had significant issues in this area. Dr. Maxwell and his administration had ample time to implement these recommendations for the internal audit, but failed to do so. As a result, to implement the common sense recommendations for the class of 2017 saw a 6% out of that sample that didn't meet basic requirements for graduation. My time is up.
We do have your letter. Thank you so much for providing it to us.
Okay, and I'll leave the exhibits somewhere.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Dr. Simpson can take them. Dr. Jerome Dances.